President Bush says White House Chief of Staff Andy Card has served the nation in historic times of peace and war.
In all these challenges and accomplishments, I have relied on Andy's wise counsel, his calm in crisis, his absolute integrity, and his tireless commitment to public service. Andy is respected by his colleagues for his humility, his decency, and his thoughtfulness.
Card will step down April 14th after 5.5 years in one of the most demanding jobs in Washington. From the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks to wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, Card oversaw a tumultuous first term and was instrumental in the president's reelection.
On most days, Andy is the first one to arrive in the West Wing and among the last to leave. And during those long days, over many years, I've come to know Andy as more than my chief of staff. He is leaving the White House, but he'll always be my friend.
The President and Mrs. Bush have known Card and his wife for more than 20 years. He served as Deputy Chief of Staff and Secretary of Transportation for Mr. Bush's father, George Herbert Walker Bush. Card was a special White House assistant to President Ronald Reagan. The longtime advisor was the President's first choice as Chief of Staff when Mr. Bush took office in 2001. But record low poll numbers and a series of public relations stumbles, including a failed Supreme Court nomination, the leak of a secret eavesdropping program, and Republican complaints about the Dubai ports deal, prompted some in the president's party to call for changes. President Bush says he accepted Card's resignation this past weekend at the presidential retreat at Camp David. He'll be replaced by another longtime insider, Budget Director Josh Bolton, who also served the former presidents Bush and Reagan. President Bush says Bolton is a creative policy thinker and an expert on the budget and economy.
He's respected by members of Congress from both parties. He's a strong advocate for effective, accountable management in the federal government. He's a man of candor and humor and directness who's comfortable with responsibility and knows how to lead.
The president says the next 3 years will demand much of those who serve the country, with a global war against terrorism and opportunities to expand the U.S. economy. He says he's honored to have served with Card and has great confidence in his next chief of staff. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.